Well, since the election, the coalition has moved quickly to fulfil its promise to scale down access to the NBN fibre optic rollout to save costs. But in doing that, they're denying access to many parts of Australia. Stephen Jones is MP for Throsby in New South Wales, and he told Matteo Gagliardi that the whole Illawarra region is going to be neglected or disadvantaged by the cutbacks.
There are suburbs and businesses in my electorate that have been waiting for years for decent broadband services. I've got people in my electorate who don't even have ADSL. Their kids now need broadband for them to be able to complete their school assignments. I've got businesses that are losing work because they don't have decent broadband. They've been waiting for long enough. The NBN promised them broadband right to their front door, right to the door of their business. They're on a rollout schedule, and now they find that they're not going to be getting the broadband in the timeline that they thought they were going to be getting it, and in some instances they may not be getting it at all.
Now, just to be clear, the NBN was planned to be rolled out in the next few years, but it's been stopped, or is it just that they're withholding it? What's actually happening here?
There were three categories. There were people who are currently contracted, where contracts existed, and they were pulling cable through the suburbs, work underway. There was a second category of areas where work was scheduled to be commenced, but contracts hadn't been signed. And then there was a third category of areas where they were going to get it, but they weren't on the existing rollout schedules. Now, most of my electorate was either covered by existing contracts or was due to have contracts for rollout within the next 12 to 18 months. It's that second group where they no longer know when they're going to be getting it, and there's a lot of uncertainty about the first group as well.
Is this happening throughout across Australia, or is it just area-specific, and which areas are most affected?
Look, the 29,000 homes and businesses in the Illawarra that are affected are just a small part of the overall national picture. We estimate there are about 500,000 homes and businesses throughout the country which are now in limbo, don't know whether they're going to get a connection, and having to suffer with substandard services. The main point here is that if we don't roll out the broadband and we don't get it to our homes and businesses, we know that Australia is going to fall behind. We're a relatively small population in a big country. NBN is going to enable us to ensure that we have the technology and the capacity to bridge the distant gaps and have the technology which will set us up for the future. It's just reckless that the coalition are playing with this.
Stephen Jones, he's MP for Throsby in New South Wales, who was speaking to The Wire's Matteo Gagliardi.